Do please keep your Bibles open there, and let's pray. Father God, we come to your word and ask that you will speak to us. Give us fresh longing to be with you. For Jesus' sake, amen. I wonder if there is a place where you love to go. Maybe somewhere that has good memories for you. And by going there, it brings things back. It helps you remember. Maybe a place where you go with family that is important to you because you can go back and be with those you love again. Or perhaps go back and remember times you once spent with those who were important and are no longer here. And when your next trip is planned to that place or to see those people, how do you feel? Excited, perhaps. Maybe you can remember planning your first visit after COVID, waiting to see people you hadn't seen for months or even years, except perhaps on a screen. Looking forward to the trip, or perhaps dealing with disappointment when you couldn't go because something else went wrong. This psalm is a song that, as far as we know, would have been sung by people as they were on their way to Jerusalem. As we read it, we remember that most ordinary people would have gone to Jerusalem, to the temple to worship, no more than three times a year, but for most of them probably quite a lot less. It was a long way. They journeyed by foot through what could be dangerous and difficult terrain. So it's a psalm about a journey and experience, an experience which they prepared for and looked forward to. When they did go, well, we find here in the psalm words of longing. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. These people are longing to be there, to be in the temple in Jerusalem. It is their favourite place. But read more carefully the second half of verse 2. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. This longing, this deep desire, is not actually for the physical place. It's a longing to be in the presence of God. And although the people then could pray anywhere, just as we can, they knew that the place where God had promised them that he would be especially present was the temple in Jerusalem. So they longed to be there. Not because the temple was beautiful or grand or the biggest place that they'd ever been to, although all of those things were true, they longed to be there because that was where God was. How lovely is your dwelling place means how I love to be there. They look with jealousy almost at those who get to be there all the time, even the sparrows who get to live there in the presence of God. The birds fly around and sing, join their praises with the praises of the people for the one who is praising the one who is king. What could be better? Those who are actually there all the time, the psalm says, what a blessing that is, how good it is to be in God's presence, praising him. Then from verses 5 to 8, we find that God's blessing is not limited to those who are fortunate to be in the temple all the time, but that those who are pilgrims, those who are on the journey, are also blessed. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. They are blessed because their desire, their longing to be with God, will be fulfilled. They draw strength from God for the difficult journey. The Lord blesses them with water in the dry valleys. As they get closer, they are climbing up higher. And they climb, their strength grows as they can see that they are getting closer to their destination. And then in verses 9 to 12, they have arrived and it is everything they hoped for. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Where else would anyone want to be than here? The practicalities of life, of earning a living, they still go on, and they mean that people can't stay for long. And so these few days are so precious. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. This is the best place to be. Why is it so good to be in God's presence? One of the things we're taught here, verse 11, is the Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives light so we can see where we're going in life. He gives light that is needed for life, and he is our shield. He protects us. The Lord bestows favour and honour. No good thing does he withhold from those whose way of life is blameless. The singers of this psalm proclaim that all kinds of blessings are given to those who trust in him. Their trust, their effort in making the journey are rewarded. They join with all those other people in the presence of the Holy God and praise him. Well, that was all very well then, but our experience is maybe rather different. Of course, we know that we no longer need to go to Jerusalem to meet God, or indeed to any other particular place. That because of Jesus, by his Spirit, we can meet God anywhere. So what do we make of this psalm? One thing I wondered is, can we honestly say the words, "My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God"? Do we long for God with our whole being? Or is that more of a memory? Do we remember times when we used to feel close to him and now we wonder what's happened? Maybe we can remember a particular time when we felt especially close to God, whether that's in a church service or at a Christian holiday or a festival, maybe praying by ourselves somewhere out in the country, maybe a cathedral. It'll be different for all of us. But do we wonder, maybe do those times not happen as often as we'd like? Or maybe we even wonder if we've ever really experienced God's presence and wonder what we've been missing. Well, if we're even having those wonderings and thoughts and regrets, then we are feeling something of the longing which the psalmist talks about. Not a longing to go to Jerusalem, or indeed any particular other place, but a longing to be with God. Some longings that we have in life are for things that we know we won't actually have. We long for the return of someone who's died. Or we long for an opportunity which has long since passed us by and we know will not come back. But a longing for God isn't that kind of longing. A longing for God is one that can be satisfied. A longing that God himself puts in our hearts. But how easily we misinterpret that longing. How easy it is to brush off that desire to be with God. We get so used to longings that won't be met that we assume this is the same sort. And so instead of working out what to do about it, we distract ourselves, we make ourselves busy, we even hurry about the Lord's work, doing good things. But a longing for God is God calling us to be still before him, to worship him in his glory, responding to his care for us. Maybe we feel that longing for God, but then we remember times when it's been hard to pray. Sometimes it is hard to pray. I think we will have all have found that. When perhaps we have difficult situations in life, it feels like our prayers are bouncing back, that God doesn't hear us. Psalm 83, the one before the one we read today, starts like this. O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. But what those psalms also teach us, is that God is always there with us, even when we can't feel it. And it is okay, more than okay, to tell God how we feel. Or maybe we long to meet with God, but at the same time, we've been hurt by other Christians, by something in church, and so we put up defences. And in our pain, we shut out God, as well as defending ourselves from future hurts. I say this with great caution because I don't take those circumstances lightly. But the God who created you, who sent his son because he loves you, he still calls you in that difficulty to be with him, to love him and be loved by him. And he, God, can be trusted. Or maybe we feel like we've let God down and that we aren't good enough anymore to actually meet with him. We assume that our longings for him will be forever unmet. Wherever we are, this psalm assures us that we can meet with God, that our longing for him is there for a purpose. It's to help us come back to him and meet with him. It tells us that he blesses those who spend time with him. He blesses us even as we start to work out how to spend time with him. It tells us that being with God is the best thing we can do. That we meet God when we choose to praise him, usually in the company of others. It's worship in church or with others is not about being more heavenly minded than any earthly use. When we're singing in church, worshipping God, we're not ignoring the difficulties and realities of the world we live in. But we are bringing ourselves before God and asking him to give us his perspective. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, we're told this: let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. When we meet together, we aren't here as a holy huddle. We're taking time to meet together with other Christians, to worship God, to praise him, to be with him, so that we then go back out, taking his love into a hurting and distressed world. We encourage each other towards love and good deeds. Of course, sometimes there are times in life when we are genuinely unable to get out the house and meet with others. Those circumstances are a challenge and an opportunity for the rest of us to go and meet our brothers and sisters where they are, not just for a cup of tea, but maybe also to pray, to share our faith, to read the Bible. But also we know that God knows our circumstances and the desires of our hearts, and he will be with us whatever our circumstances. But in general, God's design for us is that although we pray by ourselves, we read the Bible by ourselves, it is also vital for our spiritual health for us to meet together. That's why in all those lockdown months, we missed it, didn't we? We missed being here, but also we made efforts to be together in the ways that we could, online perhaps, maybe sending letters. Because meeting together is valuable. Together we worship God, we praise him, we meet with him. We should come together expecting that together we will encounter God and be changed by the experience. We need to come prepared to put the effort in. There may be times when our hearts are bursting with praise and we cannot wait for a worship service to begin. But I don't know about you, but more often than not, I need to pray for God's presence by his Spirit to encourage me, and I have to choose to worship. We may come at times feeling spiritually dry, but we can be encouraged by the voices around us as we receive refreshment from God. We may even be going through difficult times when worship is a decision to worship him anyway through the pain and the tears, because God is still the same good God who can be trusted. There may even be times when all we can manage is to show up and know that our brothers and sisters in Christ will be around us, worshipping alongside us, carrying us with them. It is important for us to worship, even when it's difficult, because when we worship God, we are resetting our perspective. Difficulties and concerns don't disappear, but as we meet the one who made us, as we remind ourselves of Jesus' love for us, we remember that his love and strength is enough for everything we need. We meet to worship God, and yet we may still find a longing for more. Maybe God does indeed have more to teach us about worshipping him. We always have more to learn. But it could also be that we're experiencing a longing for God which won't be satisfied this side of heaven. A longing that reminds us that we have work to do here on earth, that we live in a place where things are far from what they should be. It's a reminder that in following Jesus, we follow the one who gave up everything for us. He is now in heaven, and one day we will join him. Then we will be in God's presence, there in the new heavens and the new earth, where there's no more crying or pain, where there's no more longing for God, because we are there with him all the time. In the meantime, this psalm encourages us to seek God's presence and his blessing. I'll finish with another verse from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Amen.